Break out the sunscreen, folks! Mr. Sunbeam will be smiling all day long! Sun-a-rooney! Oh, sun-a-rific! Sun-tastic! Oh.
Land's
really coming down.
Man, I can't believe the TV said it'd be sunny all day.
Yeah, that wacky weatherman guy is a pain. Nothing to do now but read these same old comic books.
Nah, we already... Hey, wait a minute. I've got an idea. How about we draw our own comic book?
Cool, man. Who's gonna be the bad guy?
Let's see. We need someone heinously evil, completely untrustworthy. Aha!
High above Bluffington, in the cockpit of the hideous blimp of doom!
The failed comedian and arch-villain Wacky Weatherman plots to turn the weather into a cruel comedy routine.
85 degrees and sunny? I don't get it. What's the punchline? Wait, 150 degrees and 6 feet of snow. They'll fry and freeze at the same time. Now that's funny.
Only one person can stop this mad meteorologist. Whale Man.
Silver Skeeter.
Whale Man.
Silver Skeeter.
Quail 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 Man.
Silver Skeeter.
That's me. Hey. I wanted to do a comic book about my favorite superhero, Quail Man. But Skeeter had his own idea for a superhero.
He's called Silver Skeeter. He's from the planet... And he's made of liquid titanium. And he flies around on his cosmic skateboard. And he's super strong.
Skeeter, he's too powerful. He can't lose. He's boring.
What do you mean boring? He's made of liquid metal.
Okay. How about you draw Silver Skeeter and I'll draw Quail Man? They'll be a team.
Cool, man. Ultra buddies.
Okay, so as our story begins...
Quail Man and Silver Skeeter fly to Earth to have a friendly game of pitch and hit.
Okay, Silver Skeet, let's see you hit this one.
Kablamo! Gotta love these titanium bats.
Say, is it starting to snow?
Yeah, right. You always think up some excuse to quit as soon as I start winning.
No, I'm serious.
It's Wacky Weatherman!
Okay, so how do they stop the blizzard?
Well, Quail Man would work out some clever scheme to exploit Wacky Weatherman's psychological weakness.
Nah, that's boring. How about if Silver Skeeter uses his massive metallic lungs to blow away all the snow, huh?
His what? Since when does he have massive metallic lungs?
Since always. Here, look.
Heads up, Q-Man! I'm gonna blow these snow clouds away!
Silver Skeeter! Well, isn't that a little too easy?
What do you mean?
Well, let's say when Silver Skeeter starts blowing, he accidentally creates a hurricane.
A horrendous hurricane on a beautiful sunny day. I love it. Wish I'd thought of that one. Silver Skeeter's worse than I am. He's crazy.
Okay, so he causes a hurricane. Big deal. A Silver Skeeter could handle that. He'd just use his liquid metal stretchiness to turn into a giant windscreen.
The winds died down. Silver Skeeter has saved the day.
Where's my hair?
Skeet, metal reflects. If Silver Skeeter covered the whole sky on a sunny day, he'd fry half of Bluffington.
Oh, my gracious. I'm frying.
Oh, the sun.
The sun.
This is great. Say, Tippy, how about basting my back?
powerful. He can just do anything he wants.
Okay, maybe he shouldn't have any powers, like Quail Man.
At least Quail Man has the power of intelligence, unlike some people.
Oh, yeah? So how would he stop Wacky Weatherman? Give a little pop quiz?
No, I'll tell you what Quail Man would do. What we need here isn't a bunch of show-offy superpowers. It's intelligence and planning. And that means there's only one place to go. The public library.
The library. Great. What are you going to do? Quiz him on the Dewey Decimal System?
The difference between hurricanes and typhoons is that while hurricanes spin clockwise...
Do you know you have a belt on your head?
Shh!
This is great. I could be out vaporizing the galaxy with my X-ray laser vision, and instead...
Oh, excuse me, Mr. Ultra-Powerful Superhero. Why don't you just use your hyperspace powers to time travel into the future?
Hey, that's a great idea!
Uh-oh, look!
Killer earthquake, ice cream factory, 4 p.m. Hope you like shakes.
That's just a half hour from now. Come on, Quail Man, let's swing into action.
What action?
You know, zapping somebody or something.
But we don't have a plan of attack.
Doug, you're putting me to sleep, man. They're just sitting around talking.
Oh, and I guess you'd like them to be out there blasting giant hyperspace slugs?
Yeah, cool!
Skeeter, that's totally senseless.
Hurricanes spin clockwise, whereas...
Silver Skeeter's a big loser. He's just like all those other muscle-brained superheroes.
Quail Man is a snooze job. He's not even a superhero.
Oh, shoot him. Thinks he's so cool. Doug's a clown. Stupid Quail Man.
Couldn't believe how much homework we had last night, could you?
I'll show him. It's so uncool that Quail Man can't even...
Yeah, Silver Skeeter. No way. Huh?
Doug, are you and Skeeter having a fight?
Skeeter? Skeeter who?
Doug!
Well, we were drawing this comic book together, and Skeeter kept having these dumb ideas.
Oh, wow, a comic book. Can I see it?
Oh, you don't want to see it. It's really not very good. I mean, it's kind of boring and the drawing's pretty sketchy. Wow. So this is the best part. Quail Man heads for the public library.
Quail Man, huh? Looks more like Funny with a belt on his head. He doesn't even have any superpowers. He's about as super as a pair of old socks.
I was just, well, Quail Man is...
Well, Quail Man isn't like all those other superheroes, Roger. He may not be super muscly, but he's smart, and he plans ahead, and he has super research skills.
Yeah, see, Quail Man is sort of the opposite of most superheroes. Silver Skeeter is more like a regular superhero. See, he's from the planet... Auga.
Silver Skeeter. Valentine thinks he's a superhero from planet Whip Goofball. Did your mommy tell you she found you in a space capsule, Valentine?
Not exactly.
Roger!
A superhero? It kills me. What's your superpower, Valentine? Bedwetting?
Roger, if you were funny, you wouldn't have to laugh at your own jokes.
Well, is that so? Well, I happen to think I'm very funny. I guess my sense of humor is just too sophisticated for you numbskulls.
Wow, he shut up.
Well, I think your comic's great, but how come you didn't finish it? How do they stop Wacky Weatherman's killer earthquake?
Hey, Doug, I think you just gave me an idea.
An earthquake at the ice cream factory. The whole city will be one giant chocolate shake. That'll cream them.
Now remember, no giggling. We have to make him realize that he's not funny. Wacky Weatherman, your childish antics amuse no one.
Besides which, you're not funny.
Not funny? Wait, how about this? Not funny, huh? Hold on. Oh, this one gets him every time. Hailstorm!
Nope, not funny.
Yawn.
Wait, watch this.
Careful, Wacky Weatherman. The helium. helium is leaking out of your blimp.
The helium is leaking out of my blimp?
No, that's funny!
You're laughing! They're laughing!
So our comic turned out great. I guess sometimes when you work on something with a friend, you get so wrapped up in your own ideas that you forget what's good about their ideas. And so, Wacky Weatherman was defeated thanks to the brilliant psychological tactics of Quail Man.
And the practically endless list of superpowers of the Silver Skeeter.